Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Upon closing the fourth conference, the Nation and Emigration in Havana, the first secretary of the Communist Party and president of the Republic of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, said to participants that the homeland is all of us and that with them it grows. The Cuban foreign minister said that our spirit is to continue expanding and deepening ties with various sectors of the U.S. society and that this event will allow to reflect and exchange on important issues of the nation and about the links with the Cuban nationals living abroad. Vaccines for humans and advanced drugs for cancer treatment produced in Cuba are currently part of two supply contracts signed by Vietnam's Duc Minh Medical Joint Stock Company, Almedic, with Cuba's Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology and Center for Molecular Immunology. Cuban Ambassador Orlando Hernandez underlined that by expanding collaboration, the aim is not only to bring benefits to the consumers of this nation, but also to motivate Cuban companies to make efforts to launch increasingly better products. The ruling against the U.S. blockade of Cuba issued in the European Parliament by an international court opens a new stage of struggle against that policy, Cuban leader Fernando González affirmed. After the judge's non-binding decision verdict, the president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the People stressed its political and moral importance to fight more effectively the battle for the end of the economic, commercial, and financial siege imposed more than six decades ago. Even though this verdict is not binding, it constitutes a useful tool to sensitize world public opinion on the issue, he pointed out. Rwandan Senate President Kalinda François-Xavier met with Cuban Vice President Salvador Valdez to discuss the strengthening of bilateral relations. The Cuban delegation's agenda also included a meeting with President Paul Kagame in the village Uruguiro, as informed by the Rwandan presidency on the same digital platform. The two leaders assessed ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Mongolia, Batsetsek, assured that his country will provide humanitarian aid to the people of Cuba due to the economic difficulties caused by natural disasters. The statement was made by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Central Asian country to the Cuban ambassador in Ulaanbaatar, Jorge Ferrer, during a meeting in a fraternal and friendly atmosphere, according to diplomatic sources. Ferrer deeply thanked President, the government, and the people of Mongolia on behalf of his Cuban counterparts for the important gesture of solidarity and friendship. During the meeting, the parties exchanged views on the development and expansion of the two countries' traditional friendly relations. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.